Text 7. You'll hear an extract of a documentary about a historical place in Singapore.
Before you listen to Text 7, read questions 18 to 20 now. Listen to Text 7 and answer questions 18 to 20.
We are all too familiar with modern malls and skyscrapers in our country. But did you know that there are places near us that can take us back in time? Let's visit Sembawang to see the old black and white houses that still keep their history intact. There are more than 50 such houses. They were built many years ago, between 1903 to 1928, for soldiers of certain ranks in the army. They are called black and white houses because they were built with black timber and their walls were white. One of the houses, Beau Lee House, is actually a restaurant today where you can enjoy a meal. Be sure to book your table by the sea first because it is a small private restaurant with few seats available. Its menu includes Chinese and Western cuisine. If you like walking after a meal, you can have a look at the other houses in Sembawang Park. But be aware, these historical houses are not museums that you can enter as you wish. There may be real tenants living in them since they are available for rent. Don't loiter too long at a house if someone's living there, or you might be asked to leave.
Question 18. What is Beau Lee House? Question 19. The houses get their name from? Question 20. Why can't we enter the black and white houses as we wish? Listen to Text 7 again.
We are all too familiar with modern malls and skyscrapers in our country. But did you know that there are places near us that can take us back in time? Let's visit Sembawang to see the old black and white houses that still keep their history intact. There are more than 50 such houses. They were built many years ago, between 1903 to 1928, for soldiers of certain ranks in the army. They are called black and white houses because they were built with black timber and their walls were white. One of the houses, Beau Lee House, is actually a restaurant today, where you can enjoy a meal. Be sure to book your table by the sea first, because it is a small private restaurant with few seats available. Its menu includes Chinese and Western cuisine. If you like walking after a meal, you can have a look at the other houses in Sembawang Park. But be aware, these historical houses are not museums that you can enter as you wish. There may be real tenants living in them since they are available for rent. Don't loiter too long at a house if someone's living there, or you might be asked to leave.